Did you remain confident throughout the entire trial of like, I didn't do this and I'm going to go home?
I actually, there was a sense of, you know, when I was out there for maybe 13 months waiting to go to trial, and, you know, and I was going on, you know, what I do, and you know, it was this thought, you know, man, I wasn't there. It's no way, you know, it's no way that, you know, this is not a concern of mine. You know, once trial started, and, you know, when I'm sitting there, and each time that I hear testimony of all my names, I'm like, hold up, that didn't happen. And I'm telling my lawyer, like, that's a lie. And he's like, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to, you know, essentially beg, you know, the jury, you know, as well as the court, like, what had this, you know, doesn't even make sense, you know. But, you know, the narrative that was posed, you know, continued to be pushed. And I still, you know, didn't really think that, you know, I was going to be found guilty. But I will say this, there was a point a day before, you know, where I actually, you know, going to court that morning, I had to, you know, express to my grandmothers my apologies. And the apologies was because based on how it come to be that I be with this case, the person itself, my grandmother had told me that she didn't want him in her house. You know, she was like, you say that's your friend, that's not your friend. You know what I mean? So, you know, I kind of had one of them moments where I was feeling, you know, and so when I told, you know, when I apologized, and she was like, what's going on, baby? I was like, something just don't feel right. You know, and I said, man, and I just wanted to, you know, take this opportunity, you know, to express, you know, how I feel for you, but also to apologize to you for essentially, you know, being hard-headed. And it seems as though I'm about to pay for it. You know, so all the way, you know, to the court that morning, you know, and it probably was at that moment, and that's why it's so vivid in my mind. It was at that moment that I realized that it was a high probability that even though I don't feel as though the case had been proven, that I was going to prison.